Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Wow, what an incredible morning it's been. I mean, this show is all about heroes. We started off with the Texas State Senator and Chancellor of Texas Tech University. And we just had the founder of Music Now, who sold his company to AOL. But just wait, oh mama, our next hero is an actor. She's been on many shows, including The Carol Burnett Show, Mama's Family, Hannah Montana, and so many more, including Broadway productions. The list goes on. Vicki Lawrence. Vicki, what's your all-time favorite role that you ever played?
Oh, well, definitely Mama.
Yeah, I mean, Mama is well known for I mean, everybody knows Mama. So that was your most favorite. Now, looking back.
Well, because everybody has one, you know, David.
Oh, my. This is going to be interesting for sure. When you look back, having worked with such amazing talent as you have, not only through the years, but really starting out with Carol Burnett, Tim Conway, so many more, what do you reflect on? What do you think about most during that time?
Oh, gosh. Well, it was just I feel like I got to touch the golden age of television, you know? And I don't really feel that old, but, you know, it was just, I mean, when we first started on the Burnett Show, we shared the stage with Red Skelton, jog your memory. And it was just such an amazing time in television. The Hallmark Hall of Fame was still on the air. We worked at CBS when, the Smothers Brothers were down the hall, and All in the Family, and Sonny and Cher, and Glenn Campbell. I mean, it was just such an amazingly special time in television, I think.
And I think very unique. I mean, you've had such a, you know, incredible career, and that time certainly most unique. So, you know, let's talk about it. We talked about Mama. In fact, you're well known for playing Thelma Mae Harper. And so what I'd like you to do with this next question, I'd like to channel Thelma, as I want to ask her what she thinks is most important aspect, perhaps, lesson for children. Children such as Vicki's children, like Courtney and Garrett, to know, who want to make their contributions to be a better society. What would Thelma say?
Oh, probably get off that damn cell phone and do something.
I love it. Absolutely. And that's the thing, right? So many kids, they're all glued to their cell phone.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody's got their face in the phone, David. You know, I feel like they're missing life. You've got to look up once in a while.
I mean, and I can't believe it. When I go to restaurants and I see couples texting each other back and forth from the table, it's like, okay, why even go to dinner?
Oh, entire families, and everybody's on the phone, and they're all at dinner together. I hate it. Put the cell phone down when you're at my dinner table.
All right. Well,
wait a minute. I'm going to redo that. I'm going to redo that, David. You ready?
Yes.
Put the damn cell phone down when you're at my dinner table.
All right, Thelma. When I come over this Saturday night, I'm not going to even bring my cell phone. I'm afraid of what might happen. So let's talk about this.
Know.
Let's talk about this. I've got three initials for you, okay? And I want to know what they mean to you, because I understand that 1.5 million people it impacts in the U.S. And these three initials are C-I-U.
Yes.
Tell me what that means
to
you.
Well, what it means is chronic idiopathic urticaria. And it is a form of chronic hives that I was diagnosed as having about 6 years ago. I broke out in hives and, of course, went to the allergist. And he said, yeah, most everybody breaks out in hives at some point in their lives. We'll get it under control, not to worry. We spent 6 weeks doing everything that you can possibly think of that you would do for an allergic reaction. And I still had hives all over my body. And he said, I'm going to diagnose you with chronic idiopathic urticaria. And I remember laughing. I thought he had lost it. I mean, I've never heard of such a thing. So, of course, I went home. Fortunately, he was familiar with CIU. So we were able to get my hives under control. Thank you. And I haven't seen one in quite a few years. But for me as for the 1.5 million other people that have CIU in this country, it's chronic, so it could come back. It's the thing about it is there's no known trigger. So it's not like you ate a bad shrimp or you've changed your laundry detergent. And, you know, all of your friends, of course, want to tell you that and help you. I had a friend that said, stop drinking that red wine. It's all those tannins in the red wine that are doing it. I said, are you kidding me? The red wine is the only thing that's getting me through this. But, you know, everybody wants to help you. Everybody assumes it's an allergic reaction. For those of us who have the chronic version of hives, it's not. It's just it comes and goes. It can be very capricious. I've talked to people that have been looking for answers literally for years. So the trick is what my beautiful website that I'm a part of, and I'm very fortunate to be a part of CIUandYou.com, it's a web educational campaign to give people a place to go to try to start their search for their answer. It's going to guide you to an allergist or a dermatologist. It's going to, there's downloadable materials, you know, it'll encourage you to track your hives and take pictures so that when you actually do get to the right allergist or the dermatologist that is familiar with CIU, you'll be armed and proactive. And you can lay it all out in front of the doc and say, here's what's going on. And hopefully, because it's going to take 6 weeks to get that diagnosis from a doctor. So you want to be armed so you can tell the doctor everything that's been going on. And my story is on the website, and it's a great website. It's supported by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. It's made possible by Genentech and Novartis, and I'm very proud of it. I'm proud to be the face of hives.
Excellent, and thank you again for doing that. CIUandYou.com. We're talking with Vicki Lawrence.
Yes.
We're talking with Vicki Lawrence from the Carol Burnett Show and doing so many things. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes with me, David Kogan. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align and be part of the community at alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. And Vicki, you've done so much. And Fetch, let's talk about this. You even had your own talk show in the 90s and even hosted a game show, Win, Lose, or Draw. So acting versus hosting, what would you say maybe is most challenging and most fun?
Oh, gosh. You know what? They're both fun. I feel like my life, my career has been such a gift and such a surprise to me and so serendipitous that I just enjoy every bit of it. And it's like, what will happen next? I don't know. I enjoy it all. It's all been fun. Because, you know, win, lose, or draw, my bosses were Burt Convy and Burt Reynolds. So not a bad deal there, if you know what I mean, David.
I absolutely. I got to ask you though. In high school, I mean, were you just like the one that just everybody would go to and listen and just laugh at the jokes that you would do and different things? I mean, you're just always so on and so quick thinking.
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think I was funny in high school. I mean, I was very involved in musical stuff, you know, all the musical groups, and I was a cheerleader, did all the choreography for the cheerleaders. I'm so old, David, I know how to make a pom-pom by hand. I can give you a tutorial on that.
Well, you know what? That leads into the next thing I've got to ask you, because with everything you've done, you're also an author of an autobiography, Vicki and the True Life Adventures of Miss Fireball and Mama for President. Good Lord, why not? I mean, what?
Yes, well.
Tell me about these. Tell me about these things and why you decided to go ahead and write them.
Oh, you know, so much has happened in my life since my autobiography. I feel like I need to do the many more chapters now. You know, it's kind of cathartic writing it all down and, you know, sharing your life with other people.
But it's important, especially with so many things that you've done and continue to do. Who's had the biggest impact in your life or who's helped kind of help coach or lead you?
Well, you know that.
I know, but you know what? There may be one listener out there that doesn't. Possibly one.
Oh, well, her name is Carol Burnett.
Sounds familiar.
She's relatively well known.
Yes, she is. Well, I'll tell you what. Vicki, you're incredible. Make sure everybody goes to CIUandYou.com. Vicki, you've entertained the masses of people over the years, starting with your earliest roles and continuing through the most recent projects. We love you, And we love Thelma. And truly honored to talk with you, Vicki Lawrence. You're a hero. And thank you, Mama Thelma. CIUNU.com. And when we return, we're going to talk to the person who sold her company to the founder of GoDaddy, Bob Parsons. You will be in shock when you hear what she is doing now. David Kogan with Eliances.